Okay, good morning, everybody. I think we're going to get started since we have a lot of work to do today. On the screen, you'll see the room assignment for your breakout sessions. Okay, so if you don't know where you're supposed to go, take a look in the program to see which group you belong to and memorize the room. So today we're going to first have a few presentations this morning. As I was mentioning last night, you can think of them as sort of case studies, practices on the ground that are trying to capture, information at different levels, internationally, nationally, on the public side, on the private side. The idea is to use these case studies to kind of stimulate thinking on your part and hopefully give you some new ideas as to the variables, the levels, the connections that are relevant in a systems model of obesity. And you're going to try to synthesize and integrate that information during the breakout sessions, as well as our discussion this afternoon. So since we're already running a little bit late, let's get started with the first presentation. The first module is going to be focused on this India-Canada collaboration on a brain-to-society surveillance system. And with their slight change in program, we're going to have actually four speakers for this particular topic. And the first person to speak will be Dwipayan Bharadwaj. Sorry if I butcher your name. Who's a researcher from the Institute of Genomics and Integrated Biology in India.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Just starting the morning with some thought. Thank you, Ian Klein and McGill, to invite me to share some of our research. Basically, I'm a molecular geneticist and work with the type 2 diabetes. But here I will show you some of my unpublished work, which we are dying to publish. Maybe it will change the concept. I'm basically a biologist, and I take every tool to solve my problem. So this is the global epidemic. I have only 10 minutes time. I will not So this is the numbers which I will show the data, that almost 3,000 kids. These kids are from Delhi NCR. Delhi is the capital of India, and national capital region, there are schools. So we choose two kind of schools. One is that lower socioeconomic status, that means free schools, that is government schools, and our public schools, they are rich schools. Same concept like USA also, you can send your kids to the public schools, which are exorbitantly costly. So we collected the samples of a different cohort. It was 40,000 cohort, and all of those anthropometric parameters measured by my friend Nikhil Tandon and General Marwa. But there I got 3,000 of these DNA samples and blood samples. And this age group is actually, if you see, they are, is that in a mouse or no? Okay. So age group is 11 to 17 years. And using the Cole chart, we got all of those obese and overweight kids. So then we met all of those anthropometric parameters, all of those biochemical parameters, and all of those pro-inflammatory markers. Our cohorts, when we did diabetes research or this obesity, are very well characterized. I have a doubt that throughout the world, whether this kind of cohort exists, where all the parameters done. Because government of India, with the task force, I got a $5 million 5-year grant. So all of these measurement, when we did, and now you see, you don't need any statistics that these overweight and obese kids and normal weight kids, their inflammatory markers are totally, is just a one-way traffic. And then what we did, we genotyped 1436 SNPs in a custom designed Illumina platform. I will not show you the 1536 markers. I will show you only those markers which we measure the protein, leptin, leptin receptor, adipokinin, C-reactive protein, registin. There is no association, because the association you are finding there before multiple corrections and adjustment. If you cut, adjust them with those six and your, what do you call it? If you adjust them with your sex and age, then there is no association. So now, what do you think? Childhood obesity is hereditary or environmental? And thus we are finding that only difference between these two kind of kids, that these public schools, they have access to the McDonald's. You have to understand that McDonald's is a poor people's, poor kids' diet in USA. But McDonald's is rich kids' diet in India. And this is costly, so fast food restaurant, these kids cannot go. But here is no malnutrition. There are here that from AIIMS doctors are present here, because NCR, this is a Delhi National Capital Region, there are no malnourished kids as such. They are getting their basic amenities and basic food. So it's different. And they are from same ethnicity, they are genotyped. And they are Indo-European ethnicity. In India, there are four major population. One is Indo-European, one is Tibeto-Burman, that means Han Chinese. Third is Dravidian, and fourth is Australo-Asiatic. All of these studies are Indo-European. That means there are some similarity with the Caucasian people. So when we separate them with those government versus public, that means poor kids versus those middle-class or upper-middle-class kid, then you find that there is a huge difference. If you don't even cut them, if you just see them between those normal weight kids, forget about those obese kids, you see that there are mean values. If you see those mean values, they are huge, 10 to the power minus 9, 10 to the power minus 7. So we already have a biomarker in the early stage. If you don't go by phenotype also, same weight, that something is going on. So this is our hypothesis, just like that it's a main nutrition or exercise regime, and also in utero adaptation, metabolic adaptation in deciding that this epidemic, this what I will say, that it's just waiting to explode. Say, currently, we are also collecting those rural kids. That rural means that's the real rural kids in deep interior in the heartland of India. And we are looking at our findings, whether we can come into some context. Because it makes no sense that within 5 or 10 years, you are finding, boom, the diabetic, obesity, everything comes just with the infectious disease rate. It is not bubonic plague, or it is not that H1 N1 or any infectious agent that all of a sudden within 7 days you are seeing that infectious disease is exploding. No genetic disorder will come with this rate. So it's certainly, it's a our hypothesis is that one stabilization of a one phenotype. So that's I will not go to that. A little bit of adult obesity in India, where also the same thing we did. And these are with the study population in the type 2 diabetes. And we are finding some of those genetic markers, which are regions which are not that associated very strongly, but there are some associations. So what I mean to say, maybe some genetic signature also exists. So, and also that I'll skip some of the slides, say that if you are actually familiar with the recent genomoid association studies, you know these FTO variants. This is a very hyped gene. That Nature Genetic paper came from the WTCC England group. And many of those polymorphisms, what they are finding in Caucasian population, they are not coming correct in our population context. And there are differences, because in a tropical country and a different climate, different metabolic atmosphere, nutrition, expression of the disease is dependent upon different genetic variants. So this population is different. And in front of us, what happened to the West, that industrial revolutions and other things, we are seeing the transformation. So we feel that they say, better handle to watch the disease or this phenotype stabilization in Indian subcontinent where this drama is unfolding very fast. I will take any questions.